You're listening to SBS News.
Kate rents privately in regional Victoria and works in outer Melbourne, but she is having to turn down some casual shifts in retail because of the driving distance between her home and her workplace.
Anyone who wants to live alone like I do and is a casual worker and on job seeker is kind of automatically priced out of the rental market. The only reason I can afford this one is because it is in a small town.
She works roughly between 10 to 15 hours a week, manages a physical injury and mental health issues. The 34-year-old has been receiving JobKeeper payments, giving her a chance to get ahead on rent and bills. But she wants to live closer to her job location and to see more community housing being made available.
I've applied for one of the national rental affordability scheme houses last week, and I'm hoping that I can get approved for that because that'll cut off 25 minutes of my drive. So I can work more, but that's going to be like $30 or $40 more than what I'm paying here. So it's sort of a matter of trying to figure out whether I will be able to afford the fuel if I live out here but have cheaper rent, or if I have less fuel to pay and more rent. It's a really hard balance.
A report out on Thursday shows rental problems in Australia have accelerated to crisis levels. Anglicare Australia's report was based on a survey of more than 70,000 properties in March, and it found a big gap in affordable housing options. The annual rental affordability snapshot demonstrates just three rentals were affordable for a single person on the job seeker payment. Anglicare's Executive Director, Casey Chambers, is warning Australians are being left behind.
So for people on low incomes, whether that be a government payment or minimum wage, people working in you know, those areas that pay a minimum wage, affordability had really fallen over previous years. So that's a really difficult situation for people who are renting, for people who are underemployed.
Ms. Chambers told SBS News it is a dire situation and that the market is not yet in recovery mode.
We need to look at building some affordable housing, some community or social housing. This would be great because it would act as a stimulus as well. We could spread it. You know, there's very few towns or regions or even suburbs within Australia where we couldn't benefit from some social housing.
The organisation wants more investment in housing, an increase in welfare benefits, and for prices to cater for those on low incomes. Kate Colvin is from the campaign Everybody's Home, which is on a mission to end homelessness and mend the housing system.
It is very much a problem of lack of supply of properties at that cheaper rate. It could also make a difference if the government increase people's Commonwealth rent assistance or increase their job seeker payments. But ultimately, the best solution is to get more low-cost properties.
Ms. Colvin says it's impossible for an unemployed person on the job seeker payment without a job to find a place that they can afford due to the lack of supply. The federal government told SBS News it is supporting the delivery of thousands of existing and new homes being maintained by community providers. The federal budget will be handed down on May the 11th. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.